It's time for Talking.Golf. Talking.Golf is a regular podcast featuring newsmakers from the world of Wisconsin golf. And now, here's Rob Hernandez with this week's guest.
And we welcome you to Talking.Golf. Been away for a while. It's been a busy couple of months. State Amateur last month. State Open coming up here in the mid to late part of August. But one of the things going on this week is high school girls golf has started, and that begins the school year competition for the sport of golf. And I'm asked a lot of times, how do you get my kids into golf? And that's kind of why we're having our next guest to join us here on Talking.Golf. He is the Chief Executive Officer of the First Tee of Southeast Wisconsin. We welcome David Cohen. David, the First Tee has been around forever, and it's a lot of things for a lot of people. I believe it's a very valuable piece to get people who might not be exposed to golf into the game. That's why I sometimes encourage people that are looking to get kids into the game to look to the First Tee. Obviously, all the golf, country clubs, golf courses, a lot of them have their junior program. But, you know, I wanted to get you on here to talk about First Tee because I just think it's a great organization and it does a lot of things. So, first of all, thanks for joining us. And I hope you can shed some light and help educate our listeners as to how we might get kids involved with First Tee.
Yeah, Rob, thanks so much for the opportunity, and thanks for you and everything the team do to help promote golf in Wisconsin. We're so fortunate to have the golf community that we do here in our area in Southeast Wisconsin and across the state. Everybody's so passionate about it, and that gets reflected in the work that we do. So happy to be here sharing a little bit more about First Tee, our work locally, and the work of the chapters across the state.
Now, you're one of three chapters in Wisconsin, but you're also in the most heaviest population base. How does your organization reach out to kids? And then who else is involved in what ways with First Tee?
Yeah, so First Tee is a national organization. There's about 150 chapters across the country with a few international chapters as well. And each chapter is independently operated in our own markets. And so we have three First Tee chapters in Wisconsin. We as First Tee of Southeast Wisconsin kind of represent the greater Milwaukee area. We have 10 counties going all the way up to Fond du Lac, Sheboygan, Ozaukee, Racine, Kenosha, Walworth, Waukesha, Jefferson, Washington counties, and Milwaukee County. And then there's also First Tee of Northeast Wisconsin, which kind of has the greater Green Bay area, and First Tee of South Central Wisconsin that has the greater Madison area. And each of our chapters operate independently. We're our own 501c3s. We have our own board of directors. Everything we do in our markets is locally supported. So we have a license agreement with First Tee nationally to be the First Tee provider in our area. But we don't receive any direct dollars for them. Everything we're able to do in our own markets is funded locally or through the work of the local chapters. And so, we're all doing very similar things. If you look across the board at all, 150 First Tee chapters, you're going to see a lot of similar work done. We all prioritize the same curriculum, all really using golf as a vehicle to get kids further ahead in life, to talk about character education, to build that strengths that they need at home, at school, and in future careers. But each one's going to do it differently. A friend in another First Tee chapter once said, if you've seen one First Tee chapter, you've seen one First Tee chapter. But it's fun work, and happy to dive into a little bit about how we do it here in Southeast Wisconsin.
Well, and especially you were kind enough to send along some great information about what you're doing. The one thing that jumped out to me in that correspondence was that golf is the vehicle, but character is the destination. So for our listeners, I hope they kind of absorb that kind of mantra, because for a long time I think First Tee was seen as a golf thing. And over time, I've seen it become, in the same way that the Evans Scholar Program has done it through the caddy programs, you're building strong individuals, not just on the golf course, but more importantly, off the golf course. And I think there's an audience out there that needs to hear that message about how golf can be instructed, but then the things around golf can be included in the package of building a sound individual at a time when, a lot of kids are looking for that leadership and guidance.
Yeah, exactly. And you mentioned golf being the vehicle, and it is the core of what we do. We want kids picking up a club. We want them swinging. We want them getting better. We want them having fun around the game. I mean, one of the things we talk about with our coaches is that our goal at the end of every lesson is to give that kid back to their parents. Hopefully helping them become a that we want them to be a better version of themselves when we got them back to their parents than they were when they showed up. And we want them to have said that they had fun. I mean, that's what really gets them coming back, playing more. And, we can't do that character development if we don't have that vehicle. So if, the kid, doesn't fall in love or want to play golf more, then we're not able to use the things that golf teaches: honesty, integrity, respect, responsibility, to help them in other ways. So, the golf piece is the core. And, it's our responsibility to help kids get introduced to the game, to learn the game, to get better at the game, really most importantly, feel comfortable around it, so that they can then get the other lessons that comes from it. You talked about the caddying, getting kids just onto the course, playing with other people they might not know.
Right.
There are just so many rewarding qualities of this sport, that, we think that when we expose it to more people, we're really making a difference in the communities that we serve.
I remember when our kids were young, we had our age gap between the four kids was almost 8 years. And so I remember 1 year we had a daughter playing in the PGA Junior Championship at Brown Deer Park and at Dretska. And then I thought, oh, let's bring the little guy along and have him play the Milwaukee County Par 3 event at Noyes Park. And at that point, I think it was relatively early in the first tee's presence at Noyes Park. But I thought, boy, what a great area to launch a program like that. Right on Good Hope Road, you were very visible. The course I thought was a great starter course. I sometimes feel that parents tend to rush the process. And by having a place like Noyes and then knowing that there's other facilities then that you can tap into once they feel comfortable, because let's face it, comfort's a huge part of educating kids, making sure that they feel and gain confidence in what they're doing. Talk a little bit about what Noyes Park has done as far as being the hub of what you're doing down there and how you've been able to grow from that.
Yeah, I mean, we've been so fortunate to have a strong partnership with Milwaukee County Parks. It's lasted over 25 years, in terms of our relationship with them and at Noyes Park. So Noyes Park is a 9-hole par 3 course, one of the 13 courses in the Milwaukee County Parks golf system, and one of the 3 par 3 courses. And like you said, it's really a great place for kids and families to get introduced to the game, to learn, to play, to practice. And we really have out there, the space to run our programs and bring more kids to it in a low barrier environment. So through our most recent partnership with them, we've been investing in annual maintenance. So the course had gone through some challenges in terms of conditions and playability, and that then helped them to be in a position to put to use some national federal dollars to install irrigation a couple of years ago. And the combination of those two things, increased investment in maintenance resources and new irrigation, the golf course is in the best shape I've ever seen it. Aren't the people coming out and playing it are noticing. We're seeing a lot more people and families come out and play. And so, the ability to have that as a resource in our municipal park system, I think is unmatched. And our ability to program there with access to the golf course, a practice range, putted green. And we continue to work on some plans to make some additional investments in that park because, we know what type of space that is and can be for kids in the community.
And I think it's important to emphasize, it's part of the Milwaukee County Parks golf system, and anybody can come play it. David, how do you, if I'm a parent of a youngster, and I should mention too to our listeners, you reach kids from the age of 4 to 18, so this isn't something you've got to start at age 4. But it is always like every youth program, the sooner the better. Hopefully they get into it, they move up the ranks and become more involved, sometimes give back through being student leaders with the younger kids. How would I get, I mean, if I take my kids out for a round of golf on a Sunday, see the first tee presence, how might I encourage our kids to, to kind of think about it? And then how do I, reach out to you to get them involved?
Yeah, for sure. If anybody's interested in taking a young person out to play golf at Noyes, the golf course is actually on the honor system. So that means either putting cash into an envelope and putting it in the pay station, marking down how many players are out, how many adults, seniors, juniors, so we can keep track of that. Otherwise, there's a QR code for credit card payments out there, and we really, the It's important for everybody to pay because it means that those dollars get reinvested back into the golf course, and they're able to use it to keep up and maintain the space that we have out there. Kids play for free any day of the week. It's only $9 for an adult. It's $6 for a senior, and so affordable golf. And like you said, it's a really good par three course, especially again for those learning and practicing. For us, we offer programs at eight different locations throughout the year. We offer programs in Fond du Lac and Kenosha over the winter in partnership with PGA Tour Superstore. And so we have all that information on our website, which is firsttsoutheastwisconsin.org. And again, kind of getting back to the other chapters in the area too. If a parent is interested in something in Green Bay, checking out First Tee Northeast Wisconsin, or in Madison, First Tee of South Central Wisconsin. They have some expanded areas, not just within those cities proper.
And there's a good chance, David, that some of our listeners, families with kids the ages of 4 to 18, will have heard of the First Tee through their schools too. How does that partnership work, and how are you getting into the schools? Because we're on at that bewitching hour of
Right
some
before
haven't
back
already
to
gone
school.
back, right? They're going to be by the day after Labor Day.
So First Tee offers a nationally a school program that is a turnkey curriculum program for elementary and middle school physical education teachers. And so what we do is we work with those elementary and middle school PE teachers to help them bring golf and a First Tee unit into their classroom. So it's developmentally appropriate equipment. It's plastic head clubs, it's tennis balls, it's Velcro targets. It's the things that they can use to help kids, especially kids that haven't played golf before, feel comfortable swinging the club. And the golf skills curriculum there is based on four parts of the swing. So full swing, putting, pitching, and chipping. And so they're learning the basics and learning to feel comfortable being around the game. And then, our best teachers are the ones that are really focusing on the character education traits, the things like we talked about, honesty, integrity. Hey, how are we going to take these skills back to the next class we have today? And golf is a game about keeping your own score or following the rules, shaking your opponent's hand, being a good sport. That stuff applies to your math class or your science class later in the day. How are you going to think about this at home when you're thinking about chores? The idea is that we can bring in this activity that fits really well with PE. And fits national standards, and really gives the teachers the tools that they need. They get training and curriculum as well. It's our hope that those kids that develop a passion for it go on to explore opportunities to play golf at other facilities in the area, whether that's a First Tee program or at another local course. So we've got over 100 active school partners within our chapter market. Which reaches over 43,000 kids. So it's really a way for us to introduce the game to so many kids. And so if anybody's out listening to this and has an interest in finding out how they can bring it to their school, they can definitely reach out to us. It's our role to help connect the funding to the interested school, the interested teacher, to bring those opportunities to the kids.
And I feel like at least when I was growing up, I didn't have enough golf in my gym curriculum. I much prefer to swing a golf club than climb a rope. So,
Yeah, same.
yeah. So I
Yeah, or run a mile. So,
like
in my
that
case,
too.
yeah.
That too. You mentioned at the outset, with what we're doing at Wisconsin.golf, I know Gary and I feel it all the time. You feeling it, with the First Tee of Southeast Wisconsin, the community. And I think it's important that, maybe some of the kids that enter the program perhaps haven't felt the sense of community. I grew up in two, smaller towns, Merrill, way up north, and Wisconsin Rapids. So, community was very big because we weren't very big. We all kind of looked out for each other, which is what community is all about. And so you've got kids that are being introduced to that concept, but you've also got your community behind you because you need the community support to help, provide the program for these kids that are learning about what it means to be a part of the community. How does that circle of life work in your world as the executive director of this great chapter?
Yeah, I think it shows up in a number of different ways. We had a clinic on Friday last week with an organization called MKE Fellows. They do mentoring in the city of Milwaukee, and they put together a clinic that we've been doing for a number of years now with their kids, so kids from the Boys and Girls Club and another organization. And afterwards, we high school age kids, and we see a couple kids kind of getting into it. You see the, oh, I can swing a golf club. I might want to do this. One of the kids talking about playing, maybe going out for his high school golf team. And he and another one of the guys that was playing, are talking about, oh, we should stay connected. And I'm telling him, hey, you should go and check out Noyes Park Golf Course, because it's a great place. If you're going to try to, start playing, you're going to feel comfortable there. We've brought them out to the golf course. They've seen, you know, they've we played a hole to, we played the first hole at Curry Park where the clinic was. They got to see it. And then later that night, this kid reached out and asked for a couple clubs. And so we were able to get him set up with equipment for him and his and the friend. Those two guys didn't know each other really at all, even though they were in the same program together. Now we're able to create that connection that they can go out on the golf course together and play. I think it shows up in our support of the Milwaukee Public Schools high school golf teams. They've got about 10 teams within the city conference that it's a lot of kids that are playing for the first time, and where we've really found our role in supporting that is to help them with equipment and training for their coaches. And then also space for them to play and practice at Noyes. And so, they're our main contact over there has estimated that about 90% of the equipment that those kids in that conference have come from us. And so that's us being able to take in donations from golfers in our community that may have gotten a new set or a new driver and want to pay it forward with their old stuff. When we talk about philanthropic support, it's for us to be able to have a place that those people can drop off equipment that we're storing it, organizing it, and have built the relationships with the coaches so that, as you said, we're getting into girls' golf season. We're going to get phone calls from those coaches saying, hey, I've got six new girls that are going out for the team. Would you be able to help with sets for them? And we've been very fortunate that we've been able to make those connections between the donors that we have giving equipment and the teams and the coaches to make sure they have all that. And then, we have kids that have been through our program for a number of years. Thinking about a few of them that have gone through that have been around the whole time I've been here, and I've been with the organization now for 9 years. And, those are the kids that are becoming coaches, junior coaches for us now. And, had a really cool example recently of, letting one of those, junior coaches kind of take the lead on a class, one of our classes at Lake Park Golf Course. And, our lead coach, our program director, Tom Gerke, was talking to the mom afterwards and telling the mom how awesome of a job that her son did leading the class. And the mom's like, is that my kid you're talking about? Because it's a different type of leadership skill that, a parent might not see, at home all the time. And so when we're able to put a kid like that, and I think we really value the opportunity to give a young person their first job, and work for us as a junior coach. We've been building a junior coach program here in Milwaukee. Jeremiah Hoffman, who runs our program up at Rolling Meadows in Fond du Lac, has built a really good junior coach program where young people are getting leadership skills and helping to, share the game with other kids in their area.
That is awesome. And I'm seeing it too, David, because in the first 10 years that we did the site, I bet, maybe once did we ever see a Milwaukee City Conference result before the WIA Regionals. They kind of did their thing in relative anonymity. It was probably informal. It was probably, just a lot of dedicated coaches just trying to push this along. And this year, especially with Milwaukee Ronald Reagan High School, saw a lot of positive things. I thought, and again, if you go back in the WIAA history books, the city conference had a huge presence. Milwaukee Riverside was a power back in the early days of high school golf in Wisconsin. And, times change, things change. And we saw more schools with more golfers, and it's not easy, is it? And I think the important thing for people to understand is patience, and that what we saw in this last high school boys season represented a significant breakthrough. The Coaches Association has a live scoring app that they use for their meets. The city conference got on board as much as they could, and we started to see some results. And I think that's great. And the other thing is, nobody has to go out and shoot 70. Nobody has to, we're not talking about breaking, but we're talking about participating, because the great thing about high school golf, for those who don't know, is that it is probably the number one conduit for getting kids into the game. And many multi-sport kids play the game at the high school level. Some continue to play in the summer. If they don't, it's okay. Those who get, want to be good, obviously have to invest that time and do play. And it's just great to see the Milwaukee City Conference slowly but surely becoming a part of that.
Yeah, and we might have the opportunity to talk about some of our community partnerships, but we've been doing this program with an organization called Neighborhood House of Milwaukee. They're a community center located near the central city, and they've been bringing out kids as part of their summer day camp once a week out to Noyes, and we run a program session for them. And one of the kids that's been a junior coach now that's been volunteering with us for a few weeks is one of the players at Reagan, who you were talking about. So not a first tee kid, by participation in any one of our programs, but we're because of that relationship we have with the city conference and their coaches. He reached out to us about volunteering and has already jumped right in and made a difference in helping some of those young people that we're able to work with through Neighborhood House. And so there's a lot of different connections, and I think what we've seen is we've been growing as an organization, getting more awareness. There's just a lot of opportunities. Golf is booming, as we're really seeing that amongst young people. And I think that for what I think and what we're seeing is that a lot of that comes from content and social media. So a lot of these kids are able to see golf on YouTube in a way that is appealing for them. They're seeing their friends post on Instagram, or sharing stuff on Snapchat about them going out and playing golf, and so they're able to connect to it in a different way. And then you have the sampling spaces. So a kid in our area is going to Lux Golf Bays, or our version of Topgolf here, and or just a regular driving range like Missing Links that has technology, and play a game on it in a way that you couldn't do at a, you either had to beat a bucket of balls on the driving range or go out and play 9 or 18 holes and commit to a few hours. Like, that's not the way people are trying golf anymore. And so the barrier of introduction has been lowered so much in recent years. And so, we're really seeing that. And I think that has a lot of staying power and sustainability over time.
Oh, I do too. We did a family birthday party for a 60th birthday for my sister-in-law down here in Arizona at the Topgolf in Glendale, across from the State Farm Stadium. And I'm thinking, oh great, yeah, I'll take a whack at some of the targets. Well, before long, I'm trying every club that they had there, trying to see how I could try to hit it to the number. So for me, it was beneficial, because I was going to be playing in a tournament coming up, and for everybody else, it was fun. And I never realized that how those targets that sit out there are basically a glorified thing of some of the targets that we've had. The 150 sign that we'd always try to hit as a kid, at Vitense, or at Storms, or wherever it might be. And I know there's a first, or a Topgolf opening in Monona here, and that's going to be great. There, you mentioned Lux down in Franklin. There's Pin Social up at DeForest. There's and the number of driving ranges that have opened with the technology, and we hear Bryson DeChambeau talk about swing speed and launch angle and all the stuff that goes with trying to hit the golf ball at his level. Well, you can have fun with those numbers at our level.
Right. And that kind of ties in with the programs that we offer, the work that we do at the golf courses. I was at our program at Lake Park yesterday, just visiting, and was watching our coaches lead a new game or activity that I hadn't seen before. But they laid out lines kind of in the fairway towards the green, and they were first down, second down, third down, and they had uprights that the kids had to hit the shot through. So there were two different teams, and
Nice.
each team had to put one in the first down boundary, then the second down boundary, then the third one. And then they, had to split the uprights. And so, that's the type of thing that, like, when I say we want kids to return to their car and one, being a better version of themselves, and two, making sure that they had fun so that they want to come back the next time. Like, that's, they're learning the golf swing, they're
Right.
practicing, but like, we need to make it fun so that they want to participate.
And you have to understand the voices on this podcast are guys that have played this game for a long, long time, longer than we care to think about. We still haven't mastered it. So this is a game that you just
No, not at
get
all.
better at. And so
Yeah.
you learn something every day, every year, every season. And I think that's the cool part about it. The other cool part here, as we talked to David Cohn here on Talking.Golf about the first tee program, especially the first tee of Southeast Wisconsin, David, the numbers of individuals you impact, over 45,000 in 2025, and 772 is the number you gave me through on-course programs, nearly double what you served in 2018. How do you explain the growth? How have you managed the growth?
Yeah, partially it's because we have great program locations and partners and coaches running those programs. I mean, actually not just partially, but mostly or totally, that's where it's coming from. And so when I said we have eight program locations, we've got Noyes Park, we've got Lake Park on the east side of Milwaukee. Scott Wilecki runs a great program at Brown Deer. Dave Lubinsky runs a program through the Menominee Falls Rec Department and the Wauwatosa Rec Department, and then Jeremiah's program at Rolling Meadows. And then we've got Jim Wallace and Andy Otis that have been running a newer program over the last few years for us at Washington Municipal Park Golf Course. And then we have winter programming at PGA Tour Superstore in Brookfield. And so, having awesome coaches that are interested in connecting with more young people and bringing them to the game and bringing them to a first tee program so that they can have these opportunities. We can't do it without the coaches that we have. We built a incredible coaching team that's supporting our programs, and it allows us then to focus on the overall, growth of the organization, because we have coaches that we know and trust to be mentors for the kids that we work with. And so, we're always looking for great people that are interested in helping out, whether that's volunteering or working as a paid coach for us. And so if anybody's interested in getting involved in that way, please feel free to reach out to us.
How do you manage the growth from making sure that the kids don't seem intimidated by the number of other kids that are at this? I remember when our kids were in junior golf, and before we came on the air, I talked about how the late Jim Thomas at the Bridges Golf Course in Madison kind of started a first tee program through the first tee umbrella, but it was more or less their junior program, but it opened it up to people outside the golf course, or anybody who saw that might feel interested in joining. I know our kids, especially our daughters, were concerned about how many boys would be there, that kind of thing at that age. And it I have to imagine that success breeds success, but it also creates challenges for you to make sure that the kids feel they're taken care of.
Yeah, I mean, then that's really the core of what we do, and the magic of the First Tee Coach program that helps train and helps equip coaches with the tools that they need to be supportive of all the young people in our programs. That also makes me think about, the different backgrounds and the different types of kids we get to work with. We've been fortunate to be a great place for, a kid that has high functioning autism that isn't capable of playing a fast paced sport like baseball or basketball. And, through the work with his therapist had said, "Hey, have you tried golf? I know an organization called First Tee that could be a fit for you." And this kid has thrived in our programs. He's gone out for his high school golf team, and we want to be there and be an opportunity for, a kid who might not have another sport to go to. And so, it really is the coaches that make our programs welcoming, to make sure that everybody feels like they have a place participating, and that our parents are holding us to that standard of providing, the best quality programs we can.
I know that in talking to people who've been involved with First Tee over the years, they've always worn proudly the, is it nine core values? And how do those impact the kids? How do they kind of get behind what you're trying to preach?
And really, the nine core values show up in like everything we do. And, we try to start classes with talking about, hey, here are the things we're going to learn today. We're going to focus on growing through challenge, pursuing goals, the things that they can take to the rest, back home with them at the end of the day. And so, it shows up in the work that the coaches do to introduce those concepts to the kids. And I think, where it shows up best is when the coaches help the kids understand what they're learning without the kids thinking about what they're learning. So, if we have activities that are set up to make sure a kid knows what perseverance is all about, they're going to let that kid learn about perseverance, and then they're going to circle back and say, hey, here's what we showed you, and here's what we taught you. And that light goes off for that kid of, okay, I did just learn about perseverance. I learned about myself. I learned how I can grow through that challenge that was presented to me. And now I'm going to think about that next time that shows up, when I might be studying for a test, or I might get a grade that I wasn't happy with, that I need to learn. Oh, that perseverance that Coach Tom was talking about, this is the same kind of thing, or the same kind of feeling. And it's building it into the talking points that we have when we're working with kids, and it's also building it into the activities.
And those core values: honesty, integrity, sportsmanship, respect, confidence, responsibility. David mentioned perseverance, courtesy, and judgment are all things that marriage well with the game of golf. David, in the time we have left, there's more to the programs than just, as we mentioned, the golf, part in the schools, at the golf courses. I guess as we close, maybe just sort of touch on what the program does for kids in terms of giving them a place, because while there is the golf instruction part of it, I know that there's a number of places within the First Tee that are offering places for kids to go as well.
I mean, so we have the eight different program locations that we offer programs at throughout the year. And then we also have a number of community partnerships, that give us the opportunity to bring golf into things that they're already doing. So, we've got a really good partnership I mentioned with Neighborhood House of Milwaukee that brings kids out to the golf course once a week during the summer. We've built a relationship with Big Brothers Big Sisters, and so their bigs and littles come out to a clinic with us and are able to learn and play and understand how golf is a mentoring tool for those pairs. We've been setting up about once a month or once a quarter at Children's Wisconsin, so that their patients can have an opportunity to swing a club, and play a little bit outside of, everything else that they have going on. And so, those partnerships, we've got a great partnership with Boys and Girls Club in Fond du Lac, where a couple two groups of kids from the club come over and participate in a program with us once a week. And so, really, it's about, on the golf our programs, we offer opportunities for parents to register their kids for something directly with us. The schools are allowing us to reach thousands of kids, and kind of an introductory point, and building it into the work that they're already getting in the classroom. And then the community partnerships allow us to bring the game to kids through other organizations and through relationships that they already have. So, we're really growing on all three of those fronts, and it's thanks to people who care about this work and understand it, and are interested and willing to invest in it, because, so many people have had a meaningful golf experience in their life, and see an opportunity to pay it forward and share it, and provide that for kids, especially kids that wouldn't otherwise get it.
Right.
One thing I really haven't talked about is like who our audience is. And for us, it's really about reaching all kids and that these opportunities, the core values that you talked about, that matters to everybody. And so, where we see some opportunity or a lot of opportunities to bring it to the kids that wouldn't otherwise get it. And so, you have a lot of kids whose parents may not play or may not be
Right.
around a golf course or have clubs of their own. And so those are oftentimes the kids that we have to try harder to reach and make sure that they have the opportunity. If the numbers are out there from the National Golf Foundation, if both of your parents play golf, you have a 1 in 2.5 chance of playing golf. If one parent plays, it's 1 in 4. But if neither parent plays, it's 1 in 250. And so if you're not around golf in that way, you're not as likely to play. And so, often when we think of communities that are not, there may not be as many golfers, those are the kids that are not going to be around it as much.
One more time, the website for people to either get involved with their kids or to donate, because as we mentioned, your first tee relies on outside contributions. Where do they go?
Yeah, so our chapter, firsttee.southeastwisconsin.org. And then again, there's a couple of other chapters, First Tee Northeast Wisconsin in the Green Bay area, and then First Tee South Central in the Madison area. You can find any of our websites just by doing a Google search and searching for First Tee in your area. And even if somebody might be hanging out in Arizona with you, there's likely a First Tee chapter near them that if you're a golfer and you want to give back, we really think that First Tee is an awesome way to do it.
I've got a good friend who does a club collection drive every year. Old people, they like to buy new clubs, and we've got a garage full of old ones. So, if that's your garage, make sure you donate to the First Tee. We do it down here with golf clubs, golf balls, just about everything that might be of use to the kids learning the game. That's David Cohen. He's the Chief Executive Officer of the First Tee of Southeast Wisconsin. I'm Rob Hernandez. This has been Talking.Golf on Wisconsin.Golf.